Simon Samach Vav Siv Zayin. Eino Omer Omen Achen Goyal Yisrael Mishum Dava Hefsik. The Mechaber Paskins that after Goyal Yisrael, you're not mafsik to say Omen, even though it's Omen on that bracha. But since it's Ben Gula Tefillah, you're supposed to go straight into Tefillah after Goyal Yisrael. The Ramah says, Yeshayim Da Oinim Omen, the Chay Noigim Lanas Acha Ashatz. The Ramah says, the Minhag Ashkenaz is, since you're finishing the Seder of Brachas, you're allowed to answer Amen there beforehand. Kamavan, this is only if you didn't start Hashem's Fosei Tiftoch, because from that point on, it's already considered the beginning of the Tefillah. Shabru brings that those that want to get out of this problem is that they wait by Atzu Yisrael Bashir Chadasha, and they answer Amen there, and then they continue onwards, so that way the Amen is before they get to the end of the Gula, and they go straight into Shemoneh Esrei. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Achorim do not accept this thing, because you shouldn't answer that Amen even beforehand also. And also, you should lachatchila start Shemoneh Esrei mamish together with the tzibur. Here you're going to be a little bit behind. So the eitzah that Mishnah Berurah prefers is that you should finish your bracha together with shliach tzibur, and then you won't have to answer Amen. Havel in ispala levad ein oinim Amen. That which certain places have this minig, yes, to answer Amen, that's only if you're with the shliach tzibur. But if you're davening by yourself, the minig is not to answer Amen on your own bracha. The bottom line is, it's preferable to not have any second from Baruch Gal Yisrael to Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore to avoid machlokes of saying Amen and Gal Yisrael, you should finish together with Shliach Tzibur.